This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt media side progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, at the University of Virginia, pro-Palestinian protesters faced off with police as U.S. colleges braced for more turmoil during graduation festivities. According to video obtained by Reuters, police in riot gear closed in on protesters, pushing them back with shields and firing tear gas. Police have so far arrested more than 2,000 protesters at colleges around the United States. Russia has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list. That's according to Russian state media, citing the Interior Ministry's database. As of Saturday afternoon, both Zelensky and his predecessor featured on the ministry's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces was also on that list. Russian officials did not immediately clarify the allegations against any of the men. An independent Russian news outlet claimed Saturday that both Zelensky and his predecessor had been listed since at least February. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a barrage of drones on eastern Ukraine as the country marks its third Easter at war. President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in an Easter address to be united in one common prayer and called God an ally in the war with Russia. Ukraine's Air Force said Sunday that Russia has launched 24 drones, of which 23 had been shot down. Six people, including a child, were wounded in a drone strike in eastern Kharkiv region, according to the regional governor. In Kyiv, officials urge residents to follow Orthodox Easter services online due to safety concerns. The worst heat wave in recent memory and the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. A presidential vote in Chad on Monday is expected to cement Mohamed Idriss Deby's grip on power following 2 years of rule after his father's death. Critics say the poll is a facade to legitimize Deby's rule and will not reflect the wishes of voters. According to climate scientists, the April heat wave led to a surge of excess deaths in Bamako's Gabriel Touré Hospital. Thousands others are likely victims across the region, the climate scientists added. Officials from the government of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar on Saturday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's comment that xenophobia was hobbling the South Asian nation's economic growth.
We are actually not just not xenophobic, we are the most open, most pluralistic, and in many ways, here, the most understanding society in the world.
He added, secondly, there was some talk about economic performance. He said, as you know, our GDP is at 7%. You check other people's GDP, check the growth rate, and you will get the answer. Earlier in the week, Biden had said xenophobia in China, Japan, and India was holding back growth in the respective economies, as he argued migration has been good for the U.S. economy. Australian officials say a 16-year-old boy armed with a knife has been shot dead by police after he stabbed a man in the west coast city of Perth. The incident occurred in the parking lot of a hardware store in suburban Willerton on Saturday night. And law enforcement authorities say a driver died after a vehicle crashed into a gate at the White House, but the fatal collision is being